I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. This famous gripe comes from the Brady Bunch sitcom middle sibling Jan Brady, who always played second fiddle to her older sister. Until very recently, methane could have made a similar complaint, having long been overshadowed by its greenhouse gas sibling, carbon dioxide. Today, methane is fully in the spotlight for two reasons. First, new data published in 2018 revealed 60% more methane was in Earth's atmosphere than had been previously estimated. Second, methane has a way of jerking the dial on Earth's thermostat to inferno levels, while carbon dioxide slowly nudges the needle over centuries. On Monday, March 5, 2024, the methane SAT satellite entered orbit around Earth with a mission to find methane leaks. Methane SAT can pinpoint which pump jack at a natural gas production site is leaking. The satellite will concentrate on oil and gas facilities for now, because methane leaking machinery and pipes are easy to plug. If successful in its mission, the satellite's methane reductions would not only snuff a toxic sibling rivalry, but also amount to shuttering one-third of the world's coal plants. Ordinary people can have a similar impact simply by diverting household food scraps from their trash cans. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.